of your glory. Jesus, we invite your glory to come. We ask for your freedom, for your liberty, for your grace, for your mercy to come. Amen. I needed rescue. My sin was heavy, but chains break at the weight of your glory. I needed shelter. I was an orphan. Now you call me a citizen of heaven. When I was broken, you were my healer. And your love is the air that I'm breathing. I have a future. My eyes are open. Since when you called my name, I ran out of that grave. Yes, I did. And I'm the daughter. Something this morning. Oh, Jesus, you're so good. Amen. Psalms 92. That's why we're here. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to the Most High. It is good to proclaim your unfailing love in the morning, your faithfulness in the evening, accompanied by a 10-stringed instrument, a harp, and the melody of a lyre. You thrill me, Lord, with all you have done for me. I sing for joy because of what you have done. Oh, Lord, what great works you do, and how deep are your thoughts. Amen? We're here to sing of his faithfulness. We're here to celebrate what God's done, what he's doing, and what he's going to do. Amen? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Have your way, Lord, this morning. Your love is like a sunrise, shattering the dark of night. Your presence is a paradise to our hearts. You're filling all the world with light. You're making every wrong thing right. You're waking up the dead to life with your love. left, we lift up our voice. And we lift up one voice. We lift up one voice. We sing and we shout for joy. Yes, we do. And for now we are yours. Thank you, Lord, that you make all things new, that you break through the dark, you break through the heaviness. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. We can sing, we can shout your goodness today and every day. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
We shout, 'cause you're good, Lord. Oh, oh,
oh, church, come on.
And you give life, you are love, you bring light to the darkness, you give hope. You restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. And it's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour life.
It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath. Sing it out in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only. And we pour it out in praise. We sing praise to you, Jesus. You are good, you are good, you are faithful to all generations. Yes, you are, you are good, you are good. Oh, great are you, Lord. Yes, you are, you are, you are great. Oh, you're so good, Lord. Oh, Jesus, you're good. You're so good. You're so faithful. You're so faithful to us. You're faithful to this church. You're faithful to your people. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, I want you to be magnified. I want you to be magnified in my life and in all these lives represented. We stand here today just giving our lives to you, worshiping you. Jesus, become big. Become bigger. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We welcome you. Jesus, we know you're here. But we want to acknowledge that you're here.
I worship you, oh Lord, I worship you.
Day and night, night and day, let incense arise.
worship Him, praise Him. Thank you, Jesus. You're worthy. You're worthy. Every good and perfect gift comes from you. And you deserve all the glory. You deserve all our praise and all of our adoration. Jesus, we focus on you. We focus on you, the author and the finisher of our faith, from the beginning to the end. You know every day. You know every minute. You know everything that's going on in our lives. Nothing goes unnoticed with you, Jesus. Everything you see. The good, the bad, the ugly, everything. And you said you love us. You said you love us with an everlasting love. You draw us with your loving kindness. There's nothing greater than God's love for us. There's nothing greater than God's love for you. Thank you, Jesus. Sing that one more time. You're worthy of it. You're worthy of it all. You're worthy of it all. Give it to you, Jesus. For from you are all things, and to you are all things, and you deserve the glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Good. Your love endures forever. Oh God, you are good, you are good. Oh, and your love endures forever. Yes, it does. Oh Jesus, I want to sing your praises. I want to sing.
God, we don't come this morning for a man. We come to meet with you. We come because we need you. We come because we acknowledge that the only one that can fill our every need, the deep longings of our heart, answer our soul's questions, feed us when we're hungry, is you. And so this morning, Lord, we take time to make you big, to put aside our busyness, our schedules, our worries, our imperfections, the things we're concerned about, maybe the storm that we find ourselves in. And we fix our eyes on you this morning, and I ask that every person that walked into this room this morning, that you, not us, but you fill us. You answer our hearts' questions. You fulfill the desires of our hearts and the places that we find ourselves hungry and thirsty. The things that we find ourselves questioning, we look to you for those answers. We look to you for that sustenance that we long for. And we know that we can't find it anywhere else as much as we try. So we thank you for this morning. We thank you for this church family. We thank you for this house, for this family. And we just give you this morning. Holy Spirit, we invite you to come this morning and move in our midst, to speak to our hearts, to give us revelation, to illuminate things to us. Do what only you can do this morning, God, for each and every one of us, regardless of what the last week has looked like. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Why don't we take up our offering this morning as well? Thank you, guys. Can we just give our worship team a hand, please, and thank you? So good. Thanks, guys. How's everyone this morning? Good. Good, good. Well, welcome to Emerge Church. It is wonderful to be here this morning. I'm just going to go through some announcements super quick. First of all, if you're new with us this morning, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us. We have these belong cards all around the room. It's just a way for us to get to know who you are and help you to get plugged into the life of church here. So if you've never done so, we'd love if you'd fill one of those out for us. Just a few announcements before we get rolling. First, we just want to congratulate Curtis and Chrissy on their new baby, Aurora. Yeah. Four girls. Are they here this morning? No, they're not. Oh, new grandparents all over again. Okay, I love it. So good. Congrats. It's amazing. I love it. I saw Curtis after school when I picked up Ari on Wednesday, and he seemed really good and just asked how Chrissy was doing and how they're doing. And of course, he's like, yeah, we're a little tired and, you know, recovering as to be expected, but healthy and good. So praise God. So good. All right, just a few announcements. AGM is on Tuesday. 2 days. There we go. Everyone's excited. So we'll be talking through some decisions and voting on things and what's happening in the next year. So join us. It's going to be a great time. We love it. Next Saturday, so 6 days from now, we've got men's breakfast. Curtis, the new dad, will be speaking, which is amazing. We're excited. Join us for breakfast that morning. And then we're going to have road hockey right afterwards. I don't know if it'll be in or out right now, but we'll see how things go. But if you don't want to play hockey, please still join us for breakfast. It's going to be an amazing morning. So that's next Saturday. The next Sunday, so a week today, we have baptism service. Yes, we're excited. So if you're interested in being baptized, please talk to myself or Pastor Todd about that in the next hour or this week. Please do. And that's all I have for you this morning. Pastor Todd.
I know your story. I've read it cover to cover. And I know the storms that will come. The waves will swell and the sky will darken. Though you'll fight against the current, you'll be swept away. You'll feel helpless and abandoned, and you'll wonder where I am in the midst of it all. I know this isn't the way you thought our relationship would work, but my plans are not for my comfort or yours. My purposes are always and only an expression of love. The scars in my hands are proof that love will sometimes lead you directly into the storm. Though you can't understand my plans, you can trust in one thing, that I am entirely good. You can't even imagine how good I am, and my plan for you is no different. When you shout asking where I am, know that I am right behind you, with my arms wrapped tightly around you, whispering, I will never let go. For you are the pinnacle of my creation and the center of my affection. There will come a day when I will quiet every storm and wipe away every tear. In that day, there will be no more pain or death. But until that day comes, I will be your anchor in this storm.
Give God praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. What a promise from you, Lord. What a promise from you. We are finishing our series today on the storms, when the storm comes. I rightfully entitled the message, When the Storm Comes, because we just saw full well, the storms do come. And I've been with bated breath waiting for today's message. The other ones were teaching, they were instructional, they were necessary, they're for our edification, they're for our encouragement, they're for our teaching. But today is the day that we know full well and we learn full well that our God is faithful. Somebody say, amen, our God is faithful. If I was to ask for a show of hands this morning, how many are in a storm? I'm sure numbers of hands would go up. How many are in that storm today? I like that promise. You know what? At the end, I will wipe every tear. Jesus said, I will hold every life. Peace, promise, eternity. I've got it all. I've got eternity in my hands. Jesus said, I got eternity in my hands. Tammy, where are you? Oh, my. Tammy was on fire today. Unction from Holy Spirit. Nick Vujicic. I don't know if you know the name. You should know the name. Nick Vujicic. He's a man that was born with no limbs, no feet, no legs, no arms, and had to live his entire life with just stubs, with one toe, no arms. There's a man that knows storms. There's a man that knows obstacles and hurdles. He says, if it was all smooth sailing, something's not right, for we were not created to be at home with this earth. If it was all smooth sailing, something wouldn't be right, because we were not created to be at home on this earth. We're passing through, we're trusting, we're taking as many people with us, but our home is eternity. And if there's anyone that can speak into the storms and trials of life, it is that man, Nick. Our study has been looking at where the storms come from, and what we do when they come. I started this series, number one was When the Storm Comes from God. That took a lot of people by storm. Getting us back into alignment. If the storm's from God, it's for your good, and it's for getting us back into alignment with Him. If the storm, or maybe more accurately, if the attack comes from the enemy, what to do? To fortify and to hang in there and put on our full armor. And finally today, and in closing, we're looking at the storms that come from, well, life. Life. Storms from life. Life. Jesus, help us today. Help us today. All three of the Gospels, the Synoptic Gospels, meaning the similar Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, all record Jesus calming the storm. But what's really interesting is Mark, which is the shortest of the biographies of Jesus, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John are the four biographies of Jesus Christ. But Mark is the shortest, it's the most fast-paced, it's the matter-of-fact with language of to the point, but he gives the most detail into the storm. And that's the one we're going to draw from today. So look, read, if you want to open your Bibles, we're going to look at this, and it's found in Mark 4, and we're going to read. As evening came, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let's cross to the other side of the lake." So they took Jesus in the boat and they started out. Leaving the crowds behind, although some boats did follow. And here's where we're at. But soon a fierce storm came up. High winds were breaking on the boat, just like we saw here, the picture. And the boat began to fill with water. Jesus was sleeping at the back of the boat with his head on a cushion. And the disciples woke him, saying, Jesus, just wondering if you could, Jesus, can you just give us a hand here? Just give us a hand here. Help! Jesus! They shouted, Jesus, save us! What are you doing? Look at the storm! It's all around us! We're going to die! Is there anyone like that? Or is it just me? Yeah, it's just you. Yeah, that's perfect. Thanks very much. Don't you care that we're going to drown? And Jesus woke up and he rebuked the wind and he said to the waves, silence, be still. Suddenly the wind stopped and there was a great calm. Oh, can you see? The movies are made of this stuff. The disciples were extremely, absolutely terrified. Who is this man? They asked each other. Even the winds and the waves obey him. In the midst of this message, four things jump out to me. We want to look at those four things today. I find that even in the account of Luke adds in that passage, great harm. And there was great danger ahead. So we read and we start with, obviously, the terrible storm. The Bible says, and soon a fierce storm came up, and it was breaking up, breaking over the boat, filling with water. I don't know if anyone saw the movie Perfect Storm. There's a lot of perfect storms. It's kind of an oxymoron, really. When the storms come, waves 10, 20, 30 feet high, terrifying. The Bible says that there was great, great danger. When storms come, there can be danger. Other times, storms are simply unrelenting. Are you in an unrelenting storm right now? You know. Our car breaks down, we just lost our job, property tax bill just came in, and it's huge. Johnny needs braces, my neighbor's been throwing his snow in my driveway, I have to miss Angie's recital again, the sink is plugged, and my coffee's cold. Storms. Then there are definite times where, yeah, the boat is capsizing. The boat of life is capsizing. You feel helpless. You feel like that today? Have you ever felt like that today? What do? Next thing we see is the fear, the terror of the disciples. They're terrified. He's sleeping in a cushion. You see a disparity there? They're terrified. He's sleeping in a cushion. Jesus, don't you care? We're going to drown. Now, a couple of things. Water, storms, boats, these are fishermen. They understand. They would normally understand. They know the ocean, they know the seas like the back of their hand, but isn't it true in life that sometimes in the heat of the battle we lose perspective? Yes, amen? And our response becomes, well, if you're a guy, our response becomes anger. Typically with most things in life, if you're a guy, he responds with anger. Women have the whole gamut of emotional expressions. Men typically respond with anger. Blame, it's anger. Denial, it's anger. How come you did that? It's anger. But then when a situation is even more terrifying, when the bar is even higher in the treachery of the situation, then it might be at that time that it's fear. The man's response in the boat was terror. Sometimes fear is the most common response to the most severe circumstances. That's a good line. You can write that one down. Sometimes fear is the most common response to the most severe circumstances. Over 300 times in the Bible does it say, fear not. 300 times in the Bible it says, fear not. You know why it says fear not? Because the natural response would be to be afraid. Because the situation determines that. But Jesus says, do not be afraid. Now, here's basically the essence of the message today. There is one reason and one reason only that we should not be afraid. Is it because of our incredible stamina? Nope. Is it because of our intense confidence in our ability and in ourselves? No. Is it because we're trying to convince ourselves that it's no big deal? Yeah. That's called denial. No, that's not the answer. Is it because we're looking for some way of escape? No. I'll tell you why we're not afraid or shouldn't be afraid. Because Jesus said, I'm there. Oh, somebody say amen. That's why we're not to be afraid, because Jesus said, I'm there. I'm in the midst of your storm. I'm right there. Just like that video determined. I'm right there. I'm with you in the storm, or I will remove your storm. I'm in the midst of your storm, or I will remove your storm. Both will be for the glory of God and the best for you. Did you get that? It's for the glory of God, and it's for the best for you, for your family. Oh, Jesus. Number three. Jesus rebukes the storm. I love this. A few things we're going to learn today from this. I never even noticed it until I studied it this week. You dive in the Word and you find life. Isn't that cool? You find these treasures in the Word of God. Watch what it says. It says, Jesus rebuked the wind and said to the waves, silence, be still. Suddenly the wind died down and it was completely calm. I like what the Amplified version says. And he arose and with a rebuke he muzzled the wind and he commanded the sea, saying, be still. I love this next line. And the wind ceased, sank to rest as if exhausted from the beating. Our triumphant God, exhausted by its beating. And there was immediately a great calm, and a perfect peace came over them. Sometimes he shouts to the storm. Aren't you glad that sometimes when we have no left and we have no right and we have no forward and we have no backward and we have nowhere to turn, aren't you glad sometimes he shouts at the storm and he says, that's enough. That's enough. Dr. James Brown said it years ago, and I love it. Storm, not another peep out of you. That's my boy. That's my girl. That's my family. I say stop, and it stops. A mighty tower is our God. A strong fortress is our king. A strong tower that the righteous run in and they are saved. Somebody say amen and amen. Now, I never noticed this until this week. Still got the sniffles from last week, but thank you for your prayers.
lot better than I felt last week.
Amen.
Watch what it says. Everyone listen. It says, he rebuked the wind and he shouted to the waves. I find that strange that he mentions both. He dealt with both differently. He rebuked the wind, no matter what. I looked at 3, 4, 5 versions, and I looked in all of the Gospels, and all of them said the exact same thing. He rebuked the winds, and he shouted to the waves. Two different things to do, two different responses to both of them. Now, you would think, realistically, you would think if there's no wind, there's no wave. Why does the Bible not say, and he shouted or he rebuked the wind and it became calm? It said he did something very specific and very different to both things. And I believe this is what Jesus is teaching us today. The power of cause and effect. That Jesus is in the midst of both. He cares about both, and he has the answer for both. I know that they are two separate things, and I will remedy them both. Aren't you glad of that? He will not only fix the problem, listen, but he's also committed to dealing with the fallout. The domino effect of the mistake you made, and then it affected this person, and that person, and this person, and that person. He's not only going to forgive you, listen, but he's also got the power and the grace to fix all of the situation, cause and effect. He's got it all covered. Oh, somebody say amen. He's got it all covered. He's not only going to forgive you, he's going to fix it. He's not only going to forgive you, but he's also going to fix it. If you made a mistake, you ask for forgiveness. If you're in the midst of a storm, he will deal with that storm, and then he will heal the heart, and he will heal the issue of the cleanup. That one right there, church, is worth the price of admission. Rebuke the storm and shout to the waves. And finally today, this caught me as well. The challenge to the disciples. You could say it's the crux of the message. And we read, again, this is 4 verses, an expositional message, finding truth in this passage of Scripture. He said to the disciples, why are you so afraid? Do you still not have faith? I find this interesting because they came to him. They didn't have they had their cell phone. They didn't pull out their cell phone and call 911. Waterproof cell phones, of course. They didn't jump out and swim for shore. They went to Jesus. So what's the problem? What's the deal? They went to the right one. They went to Jesus. Doesn't make any sense. Wouldn't he, Jesus, been more apt to say, that away, boys. Well done. You know where your help comes from. But he rebuked them. I'll tell you why. It's not that they came to him. It's how they came to him. How do we approach Jesus? It's not that we come to Jesus. That's good. But how do we approach Jesus? Do we approach Jesus with accusation? Do we approach Jesus with terror and fear and blame? And another thing, Jesus, you said this and that, and then they said this, and then they did that. Jesus, it's not fair. or we come to Jesus with accusation, or we come with Jesus. Yes, we come to Jesus, but what do we do when we come to Jesus? What do we say when we come to Jesus? How do we respond to Jesus? Interesting, isn't it? And it continues. Even more terror, more fear. And they were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him." Like, law. There's a problem here, church. There's a problem. There might be a problem in our lives. And I'll tell you what the problem is. They were terrified of the storm. And they were also terrified of him. You know why? They didn't know him. They didn't know him. Do you know your God? Do you know that your God is faithful? Is your God angry with you? Is your God disappointed in you? Is your God rolling his eyes at you? Then that's the wrong God, church. Because your God loves you. Your God is committed to you. Your God has a plan for you. Your God says, "I will be there in the midst of the storm. No harm will assail you." That's my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's our God. That's the God that Jesus, that's how he wants to be known by us. There's the whole message. That's how he wants to be known by us. Not just afraid in the sense that he's going to squash us like a bug, or he's annoyed with us or disappointed in us, but that he loves us and that he has a plan for us to prosper us and not to harm us. That's our God. Do you know that God? Is that the God you know? Oh, church, they had more faith in the storm than they had faith in the power of Jesus Christ. I was enamored by the songs today. I couldn't believe how they met and married with this message today. Listen to me, church. Is your problem bigger than Jesus? Which is bigger, your problem, your storm, or Jesus? Which is bigger today, your disappointment, your offense, your storm, your agony, or Jesus? I got good news for you today, church. Jesus is bigger. He's bigger. He's bigger. He's bigger. Was it bigger? Was that you? Yeah. Brenda says to me, "I'm from bigger, Saskatchewan." She says, "New York is big, but we're bigger." Jesus is bigger than your storm. So I ask you today, church, where is your faith? Where is your confidence? Where is your trust? Is it in the problem or is it in the remedy? Jesus deals with me all the time about this. Is your focus on the situation or is your focus on me? Is your focus on the storm or is your focus on the Lord over the storm? Is it in what you see or is it what you know? Is it what you see with your natural eye? But you don't understand. So-and-so's this and so-and-so's that. And my paycheck was this It goes on and on and on and on, but you don't understand. This is my reality. Here's what I see. How many people know that Jesus is higher than our reality? I remember hearing this years ago, and it's so true. There's a principle higher than fact. Truth is higher than fact. Here's the facts, but facts, let me tell you, I know the truth. Here's the facts, but let me tell you, facts, I know the truth. I know the truth. I don't know who this is for today, but this has been burning in my heart all week. Hardly could wait to declare this. For the Christian, it's never seeing is believing, but it's got to be believing is seeing. I believe it, that settles it. I believe it, but you don't know my situation at home. You don't know my husband. You don't know my wife. You don't know my kids. You don't know my situation. You don't know my job. You don't know my boss. Yeah, but I know Jesus, and you know Jesus. Fortify and drill into Jesus. Let him be louder and clearer than the storm. Come on, church. Come on, church. Let him be clearer than the storm. Is it in what you see or is it in what you know? Because you have dug a deep reservoir of trust and you're developing a relationship of abiding in Jesus. This is what the disciples should have said on the boat. Jesus, that ridiculous storm is acting up again. Like, for heaven's sakes, storm. Jesus, do you want to just say the word and stop it? Then the Bible would have said, this is great faith. This is great confidence. This is great joy. See, when the great leader, the great military leader came to Jesus, and he came to Jesus and he said, Jesus, would you just speak the word?
Come on. Come on.
I command the sniffles to leave in Jesus' name. Just speak the word. Now, this is not some sort of hysteria. This is not just kind of pump it up hysteria. This is about declaring. This is about speaking. This is about shouting to the mountain and say, be moved into the sea. Just say the word. The military leader said, Jesus, just say the word. My son will be healed. And Jesus said, oh my goodness, I have never seen this much faith in this entire region. Just say the word. It's done. So, worship team, would you come on back? Let's have a time with Jesus. Let's have a time with Jesus. We're going to stand and we're going to shout and we're going to we're going to shout and we're going to shout. Sometimes you got to shout. Sometimes you got to shout to the storm. Now, you know what? It's even better now than it was then. Listen to me. It's even better now than it was then. See, the great military leaders said to Jesus, just speak the word and my son will be healed. Now it's even better. The New Testament church now has the Spirit of Jesus in us. Somebody say amen. Amen. It's not that Jesus is just around. He's not that he's just hovering. It's now that Jesus is in us. If you know Jesus today, if you got Jesus today, he's the power in us. Say to that storm, say to that obstacle, say to that situation, my Jesus is bigger. It's bigger. Now, we have Jesus in us, and we have the authority in him to command that storm to stop. That's the difference between Old Testament and New Testament. That's the difference between pre-cross and post-cross. Now Jesus is in us and we tell the storm to stop. Or Jesus is in us in the midst of the storm. Somebody get excited. Somebody get excited. Somebody get excited. Yeah, but you don't understand. Tell that storm to shut up. Yeah, but you don't understand. Tell that storm to shut up. You don't understand. Tell that storm to shut up. Oh, it's win-win with Jesus. He'll see us out of the storm. He'll see us through the storm. He'll be with us in the storm. Stand with us, church. Oh, it's win-win with Jesus. It's win-win with Jesus. It's win-win with Jesus. Be encouraged today. Be edified today. Be built up today. No, it's different with Jesus. The Jesus factor is everything different. Jesus in you, the hope of glory. Jesus in you, the hope of glory. Jesus in you, the hope of glory. That's the difference. No matter where your storm comes from, if it's from God to steer us and to direct us, if it's an attack from the enemy, if it's the storms of life, know that Jesus is there. He's fortifying. He's in us. And he's building us up. We turn to our God and find hope, and he is our full and entire sustenance. Abiding in him, he is greater than the storm. Somebody say he's bigger than the storm. Bigger than the storm. Church, right here, this best looking section right here. He's bigger than the storm. Oh, he's bigger than the storm. Wow, you guys are good looking too. Oh, he's bigger than the storm. He's bigger than the storm. Hallelujah. Is anybody in here in the midst of a storm? Is anybody here? Or is it just me occasionally? Is anyone here in the midst of a storm? How many people know? Jesus. Somebody say Jesus. 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 Oh, it's good, eh? Isn't this fantastic? Isn't that good news? Hallelujah. Oh, let's just enjoy Jesus for a while. Let's celebrate the God that's bigger than the storm. Than bigger than the storm. We want to abide in him. We want to follow him. And we want to obey him. We want to abide in him. We want to follow him. We want to obey him. If he's telling you, you've never been baptized before, if he's telling you to get baptized, you know what you do? You get baptized. Because you're abiding in him. If you've never been baptized before, I'm nervous, I'm scared, I can't. Jesus is in you. He's going to give you confidence. Talk to us this week. You're going to get baptized. You're going to follow in the waters of baptism. You're going to obey. It means you have more confidence in him. It means you have a greater capacity to handle storms. When you follow, when you obey, when you abide, it means you have a greater capacity in the storms. That's good news. That's worth the preach right there. You have more capacity in the storm. Let's enjoy Jesus.
The grandeur earth has quaked before, moved by the sound. With me.
happening in this room right now.
And through it all, my eyes are on you. And through it all, it is well.
New courage. New courage. New courage.
My eyes are on you.
New courage.
And it is well.
New courage. New courage.
It is.
Someone to our baptism service next Sunday. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. May His face shine upon you and give you peace, give you rest in the eternal and matchless name of Jesus. If you want prayer, come on up here. We'll pray with you. If you want to, hey, somebody wants to come to God today. The storm's too big. You've been trying to handle it alone, but the storm's too big. You need Jesus. The storm's too big. Just get Jesus. The storms are too big. Just get Jesus. Let's sing that one more time as we close. God bless you. Have an incredible day. You're loved. You are so loved. Amen.
Jesus. Yes. It is well, Jesus. The waves of wind know your name. Thank you.
never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working.
Darkness, my God, that is who.